On January 24, 1952, David Andrews, a 67-year-old farmer, kept a neighbor from being buried alive.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
John Bell was digging at the bottom of a 42-foot well shaft in Snow Hill, Alabama, when wooden cribbing above him collapsed, burying him in sandy soil. A fellow worker lowered on a rope was able to get Bell's head uncovered, but the well's walls were deemed too unstable to keep digging. 90 minutes after the accident, Andrews arrived and said he could help. Standing on a loop in a rope, he had himself carefully lowered into the hole to avoid touching its crumbling walls. After half an hour of laboriously filling a bucket and having it hoisted out, Andrews had uncovered Bell to the shoulders. But then another shower of sand covered the trapped man. Sticking an oxygen tube into the sand so Bell could breathe, Andrews kept digging, despite several more collapses. After 6 hours in the well, he finally got a rope around Bell's waist and had him carefully hauled out. Bell was hospitalized for 6 days. Though exhausted by his effort, Andrews recovered soon after the rescue.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. Visit carnegiehero.org.